Blog Talk Radio.
All right, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Foodomania. This is Suarto, and I'm glad that you're here with me right now. It's another evening show, and on this incredible day of April 2nd, and in the evening shows, we're trying to keep it a little bit lighter. There's so much news going on, and, you know, literally, I said this yesterday between the 9 o'clock show this morning and now, how much has changed so much all over the place. But tonight I thought we'd keep it light, and we talked about a couple of just quick announcements of things that have come up during today. And I want to do a little profile tonight on just the town, you know, in the area that I happen to broadcast from, Anacortes, and give a little information about some of the restaurants that are still doing takeout and delivery in town, so maybe we'll get your taste buds going. And then I'll also ask you guys to call in today, and the number is posted. I'll give it to you again. It's 516-387-1533 if you would like to join in and talk about your at-home eating experiences, and if you're privileged enough and able to order in and have some local meals sent to your house. I'd like to know how everybody's doing as far as what the ratings are, so to speak, on some of the food that's coming in the door. I'm going to be open about it since I happen to be a local chef as well, and I work for a certain restaurant. When I get to talking about them, you'll hear probably a little bit more enthusiasm, but I completely support all the restaurants here because I pretty much know somebody that works in just about every restaurant, somebody I've worked with or friend with or, you know, commiserated with about food. And the whole idea is if you can and you're in a position to be able to order some food to go, listen, that's what's going to keep, sorry, I got the hiccups, keep some of these people, wonderful people who are blood, sweat, and tears every day going. Now, at this point in time, a lot of the restaurants are pretty much done for the day. A couple of people I know are delivering a little bit later, and I'll mention those guys and girls in a few minutes. But for the most part, it's pretty much a done deal for the day. I'll be giving you some of the names and their general hours, and take a pencil and paper or something if you got something to write down so you can jot some things down. If you're not familiar, do get some questions constantly about who's open, who can deliver me a dessert, who can, you know, help me eat a burrito, whatever it might be. So we'll try to fill those needs. First, I wanted to say, like, I'd like to take about 10 seconds, 15 seconds to just have a 15-second moment of silence to just honor all the people who are out there working every day to help us get groceries and things in the pharmacy. The people, of course, without a doubt, all the healthcare workers and the receptionists, the people who are scheduling appointments, and those hard-pressed people who are in all the assisted living facilities and nursing homes to just to provide some help and some normalcy to everybody's days. I'd also like to just say a blessing for anybody that we might have lost today in this world due to this virus, and you know, just to honor their parents and their brothers and sisters and their relatives and their children. So at the count of 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, I'd like to have 15 minutes of silence with everybody. So let's do it again. 5, 4, and I said 15 minutes, I mean 15 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, we're back. Thank you, everybody, for doing that. A couple of announcements that came up today I just wanted to mention. One of them specifically is about the Skagit Transit changing some of their routes and some of their hours. Now, I know a lot of people are probably not going to be totally excited about taking a bus anyway right now, but in some cases it just can't be helping people. They are separating passengers as best as they can, and it's the way it is right now. And basically, starting on Monday, the schedules will change tremendously, and you can call the Skagit Transit Authority and you'll be able to get specific details. But a lot of the fixed routes are going to be reduced, and also the shuttle buses that you usually can call, you know, the rideshare things, are going to be limited. So just be really aware of that. If you're planning to take a bus or somebody's traveling, or some people still have to depend on it to go to work every day. And it's just another adjustment, folks, that we have to make right now based on everything that's going on. So be patient. You know, today the governor extended the stay-at-home order to exceed into May right now, which I knew pretty much was going to happen, and most of us did. It's going to put a little bit more hardship on a lot of people for sure, but nothing less than the most important thing is trying to stop the spread of this, and we're all doing everything that we possibly can also to eliminate going out, to eliminate going out in the streets for anything other than your bare essentials, and to plan those trips as best as you can to make sure that, you know, those basically, you know, those scheduled trips are going to be, you know, thought about. You might make your shopping list in advance so you know exactly what part of the store you're going to go into. I've gotten really good reports from the Market and Safeway here in this town that, you know, people are really working together, including the customers. You know, it's, needless to say, of course, is unspoken that the people that work there are doing everything they can to provide a safe environment. There's no more 24-hour shopping, as you know, in Safeway, for instance. So you have to, you know, plan that accordingly. And they're reserving the time. The Market is doing 6 to 7 for personal shopping for people who are at high risk, seniors. Safeway is doing the same thing. I think there's a 6 to 8. So please be respectful of that. This gives a chance to people who are in an area where they can't move that fast. And I've visited both of those markets at those times of the day, and you know, it's a good time, more convenient, easier time to shop. There's much less people in there, and if you know what you're getting, you can go right in there and take care of it. So be aware of that. We're seeing more and more, sadly, more and more businesses are shutting down for the most part. You know, for as long as it's going to take, and hopefully with everybody's help, they'll reopen again. Some of the restaurants that I'll talk about tonight, just when I start going through the list, this list has not been updated today, so you may have to double check again to some of your spots that you are excited about, to make sure that they're doing it. And as I said, most of them right now at this point of the night are closed. Most of them seem to be operating until about between 8 and 9. So, you know, plan it out. If you're in a position to be able to order food to take home, which is great, check out their delivery or their pickup situations. But we'll talk about that in a minute. I'd like to welcome Ms. Rhonda E. to the broadcast. I believe she's on the line right now.
Hello.
Is she there? There she is. Okay,
yep, I'm here.
Good. All right. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing a little bit better. Had a little bit of a rough day today, but I'm doing a lot better tonight. But I had a pretty one of those where it's like the body just sometimes says you got to take a rest, right?
That's right. And I know, you know, if you'd like to say that, you know, you've been, working through a slight flu for a couple of weeks now, and you're hanging in there and doing the best you can. And we all wish you well.
Yeah.
Get through this thing.
I'm a go-getter. I'm a hard worker, and I barely ever take any time off. And just kind of in the middle of all this stuff that was happening, you know, taking care of elderly people, I kind of got hit with the supposable flu, I guess is what I was told. And in that being said, it's lingered on a little bit longer than the norm for me. So I've been kind of like, you know, taking that time, and then I just kind of made a decision, because even though my doctor I saw twice said that I could go back to work if there were a few things that were unsymptomatic. But that being said, I still haven't felt like my normal self. So I decided, nope, I'm going to take a few more days. And I know that's really terrible, but I have, you know, a conscience, and I, you know, don't want to risk bringing anybody down. So hopefully it'll you know, pick itself back up and move it back to normal pretty soon.
All right. Well, we're all definitely wishing you well. All right. I want to talk a little bit
Thank
about
you.
Some of the places that you choices that you have to eat. And then Rhonda and I will
uh-huh.
talk about some things that we like to cook when we're, you know, trying to make a nice meal. And then she's got some cool information about some programs that she's discovered that I'm really excited to be able to share with you. So let me go down the list here. I want to thank a man named Art Shotwell, who's a writer and a former newscaster, and I hope to have him on the show pretty soon. We conversed briefly via text about a week ago, and if you're listening, good evening, and thank you for compiling this list and putting it together for everybody to see. It's really, really, you know, it's in connection with the Anacortes Chamber of Commerce, and the list is being called the Bowie Anacortes Restaurants. It's a good list. All right, so let's start at the top. First of all, we have, as far as I know, that these restaurants are all still open and dealing with food. And Rhonda, if we'll talk about any experiences we might have had of eating at some of these places, but most of the local residents will probably know these by heart. Okay, so of course we have Taqueria Agave, which has always been one of our favorite places. I think we've all had many, many, many great meals there. In all the years I've gone there, it's always been the same. Though most recently, they do have some new owners, and I wasn't super excited about it the last time I went there, but it was okay. Something about the original place, it was just, you know, I always rated it, you know, really high, like a 8.9 or 9.2 and almost a 10 sometimes, and it slipped a little down a bit, but maybe it was because the new owners were getting their feet wet and just figuring it out. So there you go. And I know, Rhonda, you like that place as well.
Prior to it, I would say probably the last time I was there, probably get about a 5.
Right. Yeah, I know. It was not as good, but we don't want to discourage because right now we want to support everybody.
Exactly.
Right? So
exactly.
I give it another shot, you know, just for the heck of it. Then we got, the A-Town Bistro, which I found out, according to, I know if you're a customer there, I've never eaten there, but I just actually heard that they decided to shut down for the time being, and they decided not to continue delivery. Yeah, you know, listen, it's what it is right now. One that I really like, the next one on the list, is the Bamboo Bistro, which is connected to actually the Thai House in Mount Vernon, and they opened, I think it's about a couple of years ago, and they're located at the beginning of town, literally just when you come into town. And of course they have a bunch of Thai dishes, and they have some great Vietnamese dishes as well. And we've had the pho, you know, the great noodle soup.
I love that. That was
good. And then what else? The fresh rolls too, right? They had the
Those are good too.
With the peanut
just
sauce
and
a quart. Go ahead.
Just a nice place and very clean and the atmosphere and just the few waitresses and waiters that we've had there have been very, very kind and very nice.
I know, and yeah, they really, you know, they just put a lot of love into that food, and it's given us a boost a few times. I know you've had it and I've had it, and so yeah, I recommend that for sure. Now, if you want this list, you can go to, you're from Anacortes site or the Chamber of Commerce site and be able to download this. So we're not going to give addresses and phone numbers right now. All right, let's keep going down our list. Well, then there's the Bastion Brewery off the freeway there. I've never eaten there at all, but I've heard that supposedly it's some good stuff there if you like, you know, the pub food, burgers, and they have something called their Parmesan fries or something that is supposed to be really good. And they're doing delivery from what they say and takeout from noon till 8 o'clock at night. I'm not sure what the delivery into town is all about, but I imagine they'd have to, if they're going to do delivery, they'd have to do something. So a couple of places were not venturing too far for delivery. So check that out. And then there's Bob's Chowder House, which a good friend, like to say hi to Martin Santos. He's the chef over there. And they're doing it. I talked to him really briefly yesterday, Rhonda, and he said that the business is just really. Right. What were they doing out there? Like cooking fish and stuff, I guess?
I think he was barbecuing when I passed by. He was barbecuing. Just had to go to the doctor, and they were outside barbecuing.
Nice. Yeah. So they're doing 11 to 7, I guess. And I've eaten there. We had food from there quite a while ago. It was pretty good. It's, you know, it was fairly
decent. Good clam chowder.
Good clam chowder. And I'm sure knowing Martin, who has worked at Rockfish for years and years, he's a master cook, and I'm sure he's added some really delicious things there too. All right, then we got to talk about a place that we both know. God bless them. It's Chow Bella. Evidently, they're doing some delivery and takeout as well.
Yeah, they're starting on Friday. They're starting Friday to do their they're
some kind of delivery.
Yeah,
that's good for them. So good, a choice. And then you have Coconut Kenny's, which, go ahead.
I was going to say some of the best, Chow Bella.
Now you got Coconut Kenny's, which is right down the road as well. And that's, a staple, I guess, and started out originally in Caesar Woolley. And then I think they have a place in Burlington.
Right.
And I think the only thing I've ever eaten there from there is years ago, you got me those garlic knots or those
garlic breadsticks.
I
don't think I've had that much there, but I have to say that those rounded pieces of bread with garlic and all this, oh my gosh, those are so good.
Good, right?
So good.
All right, now
melt in your mouth.
So yeah, that's a good one. I feel like I want to have some of those right now, even though we can't really eat those on the diet that we're trying to do, all of us. Well, we're trying to, you know, when you're home, you can't be eating too many carbohydrates and pastas and stuff unless you're getting out there and running every day. Okay, now you've eaten here. I've never eaten here. This is Frida's Gourmet Mexican Restaurant, and I think you had a meal there with some family.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And I don't know too much about it. They're doing takeout and delivery from noon to 8. So tell me, you remember your experience at that place?
Okay, my favorite one was the prawn dish that I had, which was kind of like prawns with the refried beans and the rice and avocado and that was my favorite or whatever. Yeah, really good, very fresh.
All right, nice.
Yeah, I think I've been there like 2 times since I've been in Anacortes, at least 2 times. But yeah, and then my family loved it when they were here. Yeah.
Nice. All right, we'll have to try that one. Now we have Happy Wok, which is I believe a teriyaki place, and I think we've had some things from there as well. They're actually doing 10:30 in the morning till 9 o'clock at night, but I'm not sure if they're delivering. I think it's just curbside pickup, but check that out. We've had, pardon me, the teriyaki bowls, I think, and the little ribs and rice and that salad and stuff. They do sushi rolls too, so. That's kind of cool.
Right.
I've never eaten at the Hong Kong Garden. Well, maybe I ate there years ago. It's kind of like your generic kind of, basic Asian food. And that's, they're open from 11 till 8, and they're doing takeout, but they didn't say anything about delivery. But if you want just the, middle-of-the-road Chinese-type meals, I'm not sure if it's Mandarin or Shanghai style, you can't go wrong. Listen, they've been there for so many years and they're still there. They got to be decent. I'm sure you can get some good soups and fried rice and different chow mein dishes. Island Cafe, which is also a huge staple in Anacortes.
Really good chips.
And you can't go. Yeah,
fish and chips.
Okay,
yeah, they
cool.
have good fish and chips.
And they're 8 in the morning.
And I've actually had
their
clam chowder before. Their clam chowder is pretty good too.
Really good too. All right. So that's 8 o'clock in the morning till 8 at night. And I'm not sure if they're delivering, but I know that you can get stuff to go there. And it's a total bet there. You know, you're not going to go wrong at the Island Cafe. And evidently they have some kind of a burger special now. From what I heard, it's like a $5.99 standard cheeseburger with fries. That's
nice.
A good price. Because most of them,
nice.
You know, those kind of burgers are $10 and up. Now, Johnny Picasso's is a little teeny coffee gift shop that nicest people in there. I've had a couple of coffees there, and I think I had a bagel there once. And they are open, I think they're doing 9 to 3 for takeout. And just the nicest people.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you've ever been there, but just just lovely people. And I just want to say mm-hmm. that anything they do, really simple stuff, but it's just great. Now, of course, you got Little Caesars. Everybody knows about that. We don't have to spend too much time on that. And then you got McDonald's.
Wonderful breadsticks.
Now, I heard. Yep. Yeah. We're at Little Caesars, of course.
Oh,
and
I
then
love their
McDonald's. Yeah, go ahead.
I love their breadsticks there. I mean, it's just like you go in there and get a bunch of boxes of breadsticks, get some ranch dressing, and you get, I mean, what do you, glass of wine, go for it.
Yeah, you don't need anything else, right? And McDonald's is McDonald's, always stand by. They're doing curbside pickup as well. But I also saw a little notice that they were changing their hours a little bit. I know they're not open 24 anymore, so they're only closing at 10.
Right.
So maybe that's what the difference was. So check on that for sure. Now I want to talk about one of my favorite places. And I believe, as far as I know, the last couple of days, it's Nona Luisa, which is a new Italian restaurant in town. And
the best.
And,
the best.
Yeah, well, I happen to be one of the cooks there and chefs when they were open. Sadly, I'm not there right now during this close down. But they are still doing, they have a limited staff, and they're still doing takeout. And from what I understand, it's going really well. But listen, you cannot
Good.
Go wrong with their food, right?
No, I took my friend in there. It was the first time. I took my friend in the first time I went in, and not only was it with great service that we had, you know, of course you were there too, and you served us really well too, but I mean, my gosh, I mean, hello. I have never been to Italy,
yeah.
But I got to tell you, it's like, if I've ever been to Italy,
it was like
that's,
being in Italy.
Yeah, wow. Wow.
Well,
wow.
You got Rafa and Nikki and my dear friends. I love them dearly, and it's not just because I work with them. I just, they're beautiful people, and there's no experience like it anywhere in Anacortes. Okay. So then you got Papa Murphy's, of course, and that, you know, I like Papa Murphy's pizza personally, and they're just doing a great job there. It's, you know, you can call it in. If you pay over the phone, they'll you know, bring it out to your car, and if not, you know, you can call it in and just pick it up. But they're being very safe, and it's always perfectly clean, and nothing to worry about there. And then the Pizza Factory also, if you deal with pizza, which, you know, is those guys are incredible as well. They just do everything right. So it's just more pizza. Then you got the Rockers. Let me talk about that too. Wonderful people, amazing people. And they're doing 11:30 to 7:30 every day. They're standard fare. Everything they do is great. Alan, Rick, and all the other people that work there. James, of course, one of the greatest guys that I've ever worked with. And they're really good people. And you'll get your burgers and your fries and your fish and chips and your salads. And plus, they let's not forget about the alcohol. You can get beer and wine to go. Same thing in Nona Luisa and some of these places now. Rockfish, you know, they're also Anacortes Brewery. So if you're a beer drinker, it's a really good place to go. All right. Now, Shrimp Shack, another amazing place. You got to drive a little bit to get there. It's down towards Oak Harbor. But they're doing 11 to 7. I don't think they're doing delivery. But I have to say, try their oyster burger. And, of course, they have lots of great shrimp. So.
Don't forget Village Pizza, too.
Oh, yeah, I'll get to them. They're on the list. It's okay. Alphabetical. But Village Pizza, for sure. Well, since we mentioned it, let's just say that Village Pizza is a standby in Anacortes. It's been there for years. I have fond memories mm-hmm. of Village Pizza because about 20 years ago, I was there with my son, and we picked up one of the little Clam Digger magazines and found Callie, who is my incredible dog. She was a puppy and somebody who was being deployed, put her up for adoption, and she was with us for about 14 years, and she was a great
nice.
Dog. And that's my that's why I love Village Pizza, because Village Pizza, now I'm a pizzaholic, it's, you know, it's pretty decent pizza for sure, but they're always doing the best that they can there. And
always nice
great.
And fresh.
Yep. All right, I want to try to finish this list before we run out of time. Okay, so Subway, everybody knows what Subway is, right? And so kudos to Subway. They're 9:30 in the morning till 7 at night. So they used to be open a little bit later. Teriyaki Time, another great teriyaki place right across the street from Safeway over there, 11 to 9. So good stuff for sure. The Vagabond Station, let's talk about those guys. They used to have their little, mobile food cart, and they took over this one of the restaurant places that's been here forever. It was empty for a long time, and I know that they're doing a really good job over there. And I know Rachel, who I used to work with at Rockfish, and and nice person, and they really do good stuff. They're 11 till 8 p.m., and they're doing deliveries. I've read a few reviews of them lately for their takeout service, and people are just raving about it. So take a try there. And then, of course, we have Village Pizza. Again, I just wanted to mention the hours. I forgot to do that, 11 to 7. And we've gotten a couple of good deliveries, haven't we, over the years from that place. And it certainly satisfies our delicious pizza-ness for sure. I think we covered it all. I think the only other things you could think about is, you know, you can order sandwiches or, you know, certain things from the Safeway Deli as well as the Market Deli. And be able to probably order some things like that to go. I think in some cases they might run it out to the curb, but if you do it at the right time, you can pick good, safe to go stuff up over there. And I think that's the list, Rhonda E. I want you right now to talk about what we talked about, really, because we only have about 4.5 minutes left. Rhonda, tell me about the Pen Pal Adopt a Grandmother program. It's amazing.
So I've been just trying to, since I've been home and not feeling great or whatever, you know, I'm a go-getter. I'm a doer. So I've been trying to find places and things that I could do to help community and interact with people that may be lonely or just anything that can, you know, bring some light to such a time where people are kind of uncertain and unknown. And so anyway, I ran across a really beautiful thing working with elderly people, and I found this thing through CHD Living. And basically, it's called Adopt a Grandparent, and you can also adopt a grandchild. So anyway, I adopted a grandparent, so they basically are going to put me with somebody that basically kind of shares the same kind of hobbies and likes that I have, and then they will contact me through email. And anyway, it's just basically a good way to be able to, you know, reach out to folks and people and older people or anybody who basically is just looking for, you know, some interaction, you know, some close contact while they are basically in quarantine.
Nice.
So anyway, I did the – go ahead.
And how could people – real quick, I guess we can post it on Foodomania Facebook page, but could you just real quick how people can find that tonight if they were getting online? Is it on a specific place that you saw it? Do you know that at this point?
Yeah. So like I said, it's through CHD Living. It's a campaign, you know, for elderly people. You can drop a line and you can go over to CHD Living, LIVING, @ PICPR.com, and you can go over there. You can also get a hold by address by CHD Living, Capital House, 106 Medrow, Meadrow, Goodalming,
all right,
United Kingdom. So you can write them too, but if you want to email them, that's fine too. And they will basically hook you up with a grandparent, somebody that fits the profile.
Now,
they'll ask you whereabouts you live, and then they will try to accustom that with you. So.
Okay, we'll talk a little bit about more about that on our next show, because sadly we have about less than a minute left. But thank you for that. And Rhonda, such a beautiful thing for you to think about doing that. And I think it just it'll give people who are at home maybe something to do, something to help put some love into somebody else's life. Let me give you some stuff here real quick. First of all, Chef Stuarto at hotmail.com. That's C-H-E-F as in Frank, S as in Sam, T-U-A-R-T-O at hotmail.com. And that will be a way for you guys to send us some information and you know, any kind of questions. Also, you can look Chef Stuarto's Foodomania on Facebook. All right, we'll be back at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Rhonda E., thank you so much. Support the local restaurants, please, as much as you possibly can. And we'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you, Rhonda E. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a good night, everybody.